Every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
G'day with the Traders. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs, that would be me.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Oh, boys, welcome to AFL Fantasy Live, where the teams drop and you get the emotions live.
And there will be a few tonight.
I believe there will be because, well, if there is a fantasy god, may it have mercy on Calvin's
this
team
is
tonight.
Ridiculous.
Because, I don't know, he's gone through a rough patch.
He's having a good time.
And if rumours are true, it's not going to get any easier tonight.
We might have to get straight into the news.
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
Let's start with some tribunal news.
All right.
It's okay for you, Calvin. Nothing there for you. Jack Zeeble, he got off on the tribunal early in the week. Made it as well. We knew that. Then, I don't know actually where this sits at the moment because I'm not sure which way it's gone the whole time away. Kerno.
Yeah.
Did they both get off to start with?
They both got off.
Yes, they both got off.
At the tribunal.
Yeah.
Then the AFL appealed it.
How many people did this go through?
A little bit of a process. But anyway, the end of the day, Charlie Kerno, he's playing this week.
So he didn't touch an umpire. Oh, but he did. Okay.
And then Ed Kerno, he has got a week.
So he did touch an umpire.
Intentionally, yes. Is that what
he
has to do?
Ed's out.
Ed's out. He's then out of?
He's out of the rolling 22.
It's 1 week.
That's the big news.
Yeah, I know, but I made that call. I said if he's... because that's to come in.
Right.
So I can't bring him in.
You can't bring someone in, no.
No.
Agree.
Oh, 100%
agree.
Gibbsy's still in there.
Yes.
God, he'll be happy.
Is there anyone else you can find other than Gibbsy?
Well, it's not putting someone new in, Cal. It was Gibbs's spot to have. Kerno, if he wasn't suspended, was taking it.
There must be someone putting their hand up.
No, it doesn't work like that, Cal. Someone needs to really knock down the door to earn it.
Right. Okay.
And it was Kerno.
All right. Well, let's talk selection now. We know these things. 26 changes for the Friday and Saturday teams.
That's moderate. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Moderate to higher.
That's okay.
Okay, so that's for the Friday-Saturday team. So there'll be six games, then four confirmed out for the Sunday squads at this point. All right, we've heard about some debutants. We're pretty excited about these. The first one is Dylan Clark from the Bombers. We've been waiting for this. I've been banging on about him in Magoo's News the last 2 years.
Finally, he'll have to stop that.
Let's hope that we don't have to talk about him in Magoo's News. That's the thing, because we'll probably be picking him up. As a mid-forward, $170,000. He is averaging 126 this year in the VFL.
That's nuts.
Had 134 last week.
That's nuts.
I think it was a 38 disposal game.
Is you got me thinking Kobe Much was some sort of superstar.
Clark has always been ahead of Much, though, for me, in
good.
My thinking.
Good.
Okay. Obviously.
So you're not tricking me on
Kobe's
this
Kobe's okay.
I don't know if he is.
He wasn't last week, but the Bombers weren't good last week.
He'll be dropped this week.
Well, Clark's not exactly walking into a top eight team, is he?
He is not, Roy.
Put your Carlton swagger away. Now, we were all keen on him because he averaged 121 in the TAC Cup in his final year there and 107 per 120 minutes in the under-18 champs that year. So
ticks all boxes.
Jordan Ridley, he's also making his debut for the Bombers. Scored 96 last week, averaging 74 for the year. He's a defender, 170K. You're probably not touching him at this stage.
So there's people thinking about bringing Cummings.
Yeah, I'd go Cumming over him.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't go up a heap, I think, for 16 grand. What?
He said Cumming over him.
Anyway, keep going.
What?
Okay. Stick to the script.
Boys. That would have gone through to the keeper.
The thing is, though, is it too early to say that Essendon are tanking? They've thrown it in.
This is beyond a tank.
This is, isn't it?
This is huge.
Okay. I'll be investigated again.
I reckon.
Play on. The Cats. Now, Scott Selwood. They're playing against the Bombers. He's out with his back, who was a laid out last week.
There's only one person that thinks that's relevant.
Who's that?
Zach Merritt. Well done, Zach.
Oh, good.
You'll be off the
hook
this week.
That is big, well done, big Zach. News.
Parfitt, stress reaction in his foot. We'll see him out for a bit.
Stress reaction.
Menzel, he's in doubt for the short term. So they've been ruled out already. Now, Asava Rataguglia, a few people have him.
Yeah, definitely.
On light duties at training, so watch his space on him. Now, the Giants, one of my boys, actually, he was a kid in my class about 15 years ago.
And he was in our basketball team.
Yep. Tim Moore.
Yep.
He's a defender, 217K. You're not picking him.
No, you're not.
Don't put him in
your
team.
Remember that dunk he got?
Yep. He can play all more.
Timmy.
He was good. He averaged 66 from his five games this year in the NEFL.
He had a good one last week.
Yep.
I think he did.
He did.
Yeah.
And he still averages 66. So what does that tell you? And Calvin, he's what's your NEFL calculator
say? Divide by three. He's not any.
Well, we know what Timmy's bringing.
Yeah. We love Timmy, but.
He'll average 40.
You do not touch him.
Okay. Now, for the Saints. Bailey Rice is making his debut.
It is.
I write about him every year in the
old, he gets in the Magoo's news a fair bit. 170K defender. Under 18 numbers are not huge, but he averaged 89 in his final year of TAC Cup. So that was all right. 30 disposals and 85 last week for Sandringham in the VFL. He's averaging 81 from his five games this year. 63 was his average last year. He's a defender. You're not going to expect huge things from him. I'd have him probably... even with Jordan Ridley at the moment.
Right, so you're probably coming over him?
Yes.
Right.
Both of them.
Right.
At the one time. Now, playing on. Now, also hearing from the Saints, Blake Akers apparently is going to miss a month of footy, so we've heard. So that is...
Yep. Is he really?
Yeah. He came back in last week, didn't he?
He then scored 78, dog.
Did he?
Yep.
Oh, well, Billings might hold his spot now.
He might, just.
Another debutant, Hawthorn. Mitchell Lewis is going to be playing, or Mitch Lewis, as he's known in the fantasy game now. He's a forward, $170,000. Four goals last week for 80 points. But he's averaging 86 for the season. He's kicked 14 goals across the year so far.
Yeah, right.
VFL.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so I did like the headline, though. Mitchell Lewis and Hodge to face off at last.
You didn't like that.
Oh, I think they did a great job there.
That's shocking.
At AFL Media putting that one together.
Clever.
I think it's clever.
Clever. Well done, AFL Media.
All right, Crows. Your boys, the Crows. Now, yeah, Taylor boys. Walker, that hamstring, he's out.
Yeah.
So he played out the game, but he is out, will be out for a few weeks, as well as Riley Knight there as well.
Hamstring issues at the Crows. It's obviously been well documented, but then they come back. It feels like a little bit early because they just go back out. That's why
a guy that
I hold grave fears for someone.
Had a hamstring injury early. That's why he was at all hamstring awareness or whatever catchphrase they're using at the moment was Lockie Murphy.
Yeah.
Do you still have him?
Yes.
He could be in this week.
Of course he could.
Them. he played three games for 53.7 average. 15% of teams still have him. -2 break even. Now, Calvin, Lee Gaskin has been reporting, and Lee doesn't lie.
No, Lee doesn't lie.
Caught up
usually.
With him in Adelaide when we were there earlier in the year. And Matt Crouch.
See, this is
may miss.
This is
tomorrow night.
Short of crap.
I asked for mercy.
This is absolute rubbish.
I feel a little bit sorry for you.
You do
Calvin.
Not feel a anything. A little anyone. Bit sorry. You don't. You have no emotions. You're like a cardboard box.
He does. I've seen sad sack emotions when it doesn't go well.
I felt a little bit sorry when
that's,
I saw that.
That's crap in
until I just burst out laughing. <and go, laughs> Team Calvinator.
It's just
where there's smoke, there's fire. I feel with this one.
Will we
especially
know tonight?
Especially knowing what's happened to them.
If
this
we
year.
Know tonight, I'm walking out that door and I'm getting in my car and I'm just driving like Forrest Gump until my petrol runs out.
I have a feeling he won't be named tonight.
Do you think he's out tonight?
I think
so. Well, he plays Friday night, so we'd know if he was a late out as well.
That's a little blessing in itself.
It's a blessing for you anyway. You'll be able to get someone like McRae in now, won't you?
How? How am I going to get that?
It's not a
blessing. He's a bargain, right? He was a bargain.
Harsh, harsh.
See, he's done it. Did he fired me up?
Yeah, he did. You actually bit at it. He barely baited that.
Jesus Christ.
You know he doesn't care about you.
All right. Where are we up to? Frio, Michael Walters.
Yes.
And Nathan Wilson are expected to be named tonight, so look out for them. They've ruled out Stephen Hill. Optimistic for next week with him. Now, Travis King reported that Nat Fife was testing out a bit of a sore knee at training.
Mm.
Could be an issue there, but I reckon they would read into almost anything they could about someone like Nat Fife and go.
Yeah, and Fife, he doesn't need to train all week.
No, of course he doesn't. Harley Bennell, he's going to play about 60-70% of Peel game.
Getting there.
Old Roscoe says that he's running with as much speed and power as we've seen.
Well, Ross hasn't ever seen him.
They haven't seen much.
And that's it. He's not. He hasn't got much to go.
However, that little cash cow, that's good game time.
It is. It is, yeah.
Mm. I'm looking forward to it. I reckon he'd be a great one over those Pies. Oh,
wouldn't that be
to
nice?
Be looking at for that.
Ali, rum, rum.
For the Pies, Pendle's trained well today, apparently. There's still some reports that he's not 100% for this week, but
Pendle's doesn't need to be 100%.
I reckon he should be pretty good to go. Let's hope so, anyway.
This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders.
Every Thursday night, we are streaming live on facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official. G'day to anyone that's watching there.
G'day.
765 currently.
Is that all?
Yeah. Maybe they tuned out. There was more until
we
started.
Mate. They watched the replay.
All right. Let's have a look at some questions here. Now, Jacob wants to know, Calvin.
See, I'm not answering it.
Should he captain Rocky this week?
No, you don't captain Rocky this week.
We'll talk some captains a little bit later.
It will be a smorgasbord over there.
I don't mind it.
Pigs like to eat.
But that's where people like to get a little bit. This is, I call it like the silly season.
Yeah.
Around the buys. People like to. We've been playing for 8 weeks and people go, oh, I'm going to be a little bit silly this week and make someone captain. Yeah, do it. I like it.
Well, it might do be it. Someone you can jump ahead of in the rankings. Now, Brown looks likely to be out as well as Crouch.
Do I have him as well?
No.
Right.
You That's don't.
Good. Wow.
Jamie reckons Calvin needs to buy a Ned Kelly helmet to avoid those
That was good last Monday.
Yes, it's good. Zorko, Adams or Menegola for David here. Who would you be picking up? Roy, you're the master trader. Zorko, Adams or Menegola?
Do you know what? I'm going to rule Zorko out of it.
Ooh.
Because you know what's going to happen. There's going to be 50s. Within the next month, there'll be a 50.
Okay.
So we don't want that.
Yep.
I feel Adams is back.
Yeah.
He looked great. Now, the fear with him, obviously, is that Pendles wasn't there. For some reason, I'm feeling optimistic that that has kick-started his season.
Yes.
However, it could also, Pendles comes back in and he slips back to his 80 or 90.
Yep. Also, they played Geelong. Six Collingwood guys scored over 120.
It was
over 120. I'm going to say that's the most this year.
Yeah, it was a feeding frenzy. Menegola, same risks as always with him. Midfield times down, probably needs a couple of goals. But at least he has that forward.
Yes.
Eligibility.
I'm with you, Roy.
Teams are coming out soon.
Menegola.
We've seen a little bit of a sneak peek here from Mark Stevens.
Oh, yes.
A shock. Okay, just a question.
Here we go.
Who's one of the biggest names in the game? Who would you put in the category of biggest names in the game?
Danger.
Probably.
McRae. Tom Mitchell.
Who do you have that you'd call biggest names in the game?
Mitchell. Who's another big name?
There's a shock at selection table involves one of the biggest names in the game. Now,
dropped Merritt.
Well, who could it be? Revealed soon. So we'll find out that soon.
It's just hanging.
It's a teaser.
Oh. Maybe it's a shock the other way.
Oh, they're back.
Buddy is back. There you go.
No chance.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Buddy's back.
They said they ruled him out.
They did rule him out.
I thought
for a number of weeks.
He needed a heel relocation.
He did.
Damn, I was hoping it was going to be Danger.
You're a sicko.
I am a sicko. I read these things and
I'm
just
You know what? When we drive out of here tonight, I'm cutting your brakes.
You keep getting...
No, that's it.
Mitchell gets rewarded for not having good play.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I was quite happy when it said one of the biggest names in the game.
Another Nick Kelly moment.
Right. Mitchell Wood, trade out Dude or Finlayson?
Toss a coin. Probably Dude.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Man, Finlayson,
you
I think
talked
was,
me out of that. Last
yeah,
week.
I know, but I've changed my mind.
Thanks for that. Look at him.
Finlayson, I feel like, has a better scoring potential for some reason.
He does, but he's Dude the only one that hasn't had a ton out of the two of them.
Yeah, and Dude just probably feels like better job security. He'll be in the side.
Yeah.
So, Dude, what's he gone?
I think Finlayson's got great job security because of where the Giants
both,
are at the moment.
They've both got great job security, really.
Injury depleted.
They're both not going anywhere.
And they're both not scoring that well.
No.
That's a very tough call. I don't know. You'd have to be a genius to work that one out.
Yeah. So I'm going to put it on Dude for me if I was choosing between the two.
Hope that helped.
Yeah. Adrian Butler, is Sick Dog better value in the forward or defence?
That's a good question.
Like, what would
because
you do?
Because both areas are weak. Both areas are weak. I think we're probably tossing up. You're talking about your top six forwards or top six defenders. Which ones do you find easier to pick?
Well, the forwards came to play last week after I put a rocket up him. So I have him in the back line at the moment.
Yeah, I think back line would be where you'd put him.
Well, in the rolling 22, I'll put him where he needs to be. And at the moment, he's needed in the back line.
Right, there you go.
All right, Matt wants to know, would you trade or hold Hurley? Calvin?
He's got to be traded. Yeah. They're saying 1 to 2 weeks.
Mm. Hamstring.
And why do they need him back? Essendon suck. They're playing their kids. They'd prefer him out for the next 4 weeks so they don't win a game. So he might as well sit out. Well, he's not going to win anyway.
No. He's got a big break even now too, surely, so after that effort.
He's got to go. So, yep, that's a trade. And you can go down to sick dog, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yet. Well, this might be a question for that if you do have Hurley. Jared Robbie wants to know, Yo, Simpson or Sicily?
Right.
You're in this position, Calvin.
Yep, so I've already got Simpson. But to go to Yo, the difference between him and Sick Dog's about 50 or 60K.
Right.
And I don't like Yo. So, and I'm not a big fan of Sick Dog after what he did to us earlier, Roy.
No, well, that's the thing. So Sick, and he's going to do that again at some stage.
Yep.
Could even be this week.
Yes, it could.
When he gets those tags, he does look really good though. You've got to think with Sick Dog, those good games he plays, they even out those bad ones. He's going to end up averaging about 100.
Yes, he will.
Isn't he? Yeah. So you've got to take the good with the bad. Hope he doesn't get suspended. But given his price, it's him over Yo because of the money. But Yo, even though his name doesn't suggest it, he's safer consistency-wise.
He's been very consistent.
He's been very good.
Sick Dog this week.
His role's been more consistent.
Yeah, he's only had that one game pretty much where he...
they gave him that last quarter to save it.
Yeah, and yeah, that could have been a single figure score.
So things I like about Sick Dog, obviously he's gone 300s in a row.
Yep.
That 104 last week could have been much bigger than that.
Could have, yeah.
Next few games, he's got the Lions, West Coast under the roof.
Yep.
And then Port Adelaide at UTAS.
Gosh.
Leading into his bye. The other thing I like about him, he's got a good bye.
Mm.
He's got that buy where most of us are pretty weak in.
Yeah, the round 12 one.
So
it would be nice to offload a couple into that, so we're not so thin in the last two.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
All right, we're getting some teams through at the moment. Hopefully we get the full list very, very shortly. Another question here. Would you field Spargo or Gowers?
You'd go Spargo.
Yeah, he had a shocker last week in a game where he should have been good. That's people's fear.
Yep. Yes.
But I would still, I'm with you.
And Gow was at 81 last week. You can see why people
without a doubt you can
pricking their ears up at that. But he's in Adelaide this week. And I will say it is Spargo all day.
Boys, do you need a forward back this week? A rookie forward?
Guelphy!
He's in.
Yes!
He's back in.
Right, that is a very good start.
About time.
A very nice thing.
Hey, look at Cow. Happy Cow.
At the expense of
much. Yeah, good. See you later.
See you later, mate.
Thanks for tricking me, dog.
Oh!
Yeah.
Whoa. Deception.
I didn't deliberately try to do that because I picked him up as well. All right. Let's have a look at some more of these teams coming through. I'm just trying to get this. Let's go Adelaide Crows.
Oh.
The news for them. Hang on, Cal.
This is huge.
Come on, Cal. This will make or break your night.
Until tomorrow night.
Until tomorrow night.
He's a late out.
No, but that's fine, because I'm usually 6 or 7 in by then.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
Right, in. Darcy Fogarty's back, Roy.
Yeah, of course he is. The fog train.
Geez, you're back. Lockie Murphy's back.
Yeah. See, patience pays off.
Kyle Hardigan. Sam Gibson in there.
Oh.
Outs. Luke Brown. Adductor. Mitch McGovern, that ankle. Taylor Walker, the glute. I know there was 4 ins.
Oh, no, don't. I told you, didn't I?
Matt Crouch is out with a hamstring.
Oh, my God. I told you this was going to happen.
Calvin.
He's out the door. That's all right, mate. Have an early night. I don't blame him. I knew it was going to happen, though.
I do feel a little bit sorry for him.
No, you don't.
This is funny.
It is.
Sucked into it. He's actually seriously going out there.
The thing is,
Crouchy, he will spit the gut dummy about that because his teeth is a rabble.
Because Crouch is injury prone, Cow. You should have thought about it.
Yes.
No one's recovering from hamstrings at that club.
You wouldn't actually pick a Crow, would you?
No, except Murphy and Boggo.
How good's that for you? You are laughing about that. Old V, hey!
I want to know.
Could you hear that out there?
I want to know the rest of the team.
You want to know the rest of the team?
Yes. Well, I'm either going to decide whether to delete this bunch of crap for. Well,
some people.
Do you know what I need?
You've got Guelphy back in.
Now it's.
Oh, Guelphy's back. Wicked.
Oh, Happy Cow's gone. So, yeah, what,
this
is the thing.
What are you paying for the vest
this
week?
Oh, you know what I'm paying? As I said, I'm going to cut your brakes.
You know
it's
what?
Not my fault.
Do you know what?
It's not my fault of you've selected a bad team.
The way you deliver the injury news doesn't help.
There.
Now, if Whitfield, if that shin is actually an injury and he's not, when you leave that time, you can get in the car and
can
drive
I really?
Home.
And just go straight up to your ass ready to film. I'm not even going to do the rep video. In fact, in that video, I'm just going to sit there like just normal and not say a word.
Sit there like normal and not say a word.
Next team.
All right. We've only done one game.
Okay. No, we haven't even got all the teams yet. I'm still waiting for that to be sent through the warm dog.
You just...
That was just on Twitter. I was able to find that. Now, Franklin and Hanbury are in for
the
Swans. I think they were expecting Hanbury, but they basically ruled out Buddy. That was
just
Monday. I'm
to
sure
this
we
stuff,
had that on the podcast. Yes, interesting one there. So,
very interesting.
Now, Dan Robinson and Dean Towers were omitted for them.
At least
as we're going through that.
Old Ronk. Healthy spot for your cow. You should do another 120.
For the Bombers, yep. They've made five changes. So Hurley, I don't know if he's out injured, but Parrish probably
dropped. Yeah.
Yep, I think he has been.
I've dropped Merritt too.
Has been omitted with Ben McNeice. And Kobe Much and David Myers are out as well. So Clark, Ridley, the debutants are in. Guelphy's back into the side. Langford and Matty D. So
man, that club's struggling.
Well, to lose to Carlton, Roy, they must be in a bad, bad place at the minute.
Correct.
All right, let's get into these teams for this week.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
Well, good thing I turned those mics off.
These are very good.
Those people on Facebook, if you can lip read, you will know exactly what Calvin.
I'm nearly in bloody tears here, Warren.
I know. Don't worry, mate. We'll
and
work something out.
Really sad for you. Let's get into these teams. Friday night, Adelaide and Western Bulldogs. So Hardigan, Gibson, Fogarty and Murphy are in. Roy's happy about
there
that.
There it is.
Two blokes coming in to make some coin on his bench. Now, the outs. Brown... Matt Crouch.
You've already said
Mitch
this.
Mitch McGovern, Taylor Walker. Okay.
Why is he doing it twice?
Because people want to know. Western Bulldogs. Trengove comes in. Easton Wood and Roughhead. So no Tim English.
No speaker.
Aaron Norton is out with an ankle. Young and Honeychurch have been omitted.
Cal,
on Saturday.
You've got Norton, don't you?
Yeah, I've got Norton as well.
Sorry.
He's got three.
So what do you got? You got two out of that game. Two out of the first game out.
Two out of the first game.
Right.
And we haven't even got the old Hurley yet. Keep going.
Well, you're pretty much right in the next one. North Melbourne are unchanged, and GWS have Timmy Moore coming in with Harry Perryman. Phil Davis out with concussion, and Matty DeBoer, hamstring. Gold Coast and Port Adelaide happening at Adelaide Arena, which is Jiangguan Stadium over in Shanghai. Gold Coast in. Jacob Heron, Calvin.
Heron.
Don't know much about him. He comes from the Suns Academy. He is in for them. H-E-R-O-N.
I found him. He's a defender. 170K.
All right, there you go. Sam Day's out suspended.
Do not get on.
Now, Port Adelaide are unchanged for that game. Anyone kind of expecting to be back for them? I don't think so.
No, it's
they
all
flew
about
a
the
lot
rock
over.
Was there.
Yeah. They took them all.
So who
all
knows
over.
What ends up
Everyone
happening.
Everyone gets a holiday.
Essendon and Geelong at the MCG. So we mentioned that. The Bombers, debutants, Ridley and Clark. Guelphy's in. Langford and Matty D is also in. Hurley out with a hamstring.
Is he?
We're up to three now, Calvin.
Yep.
Players out of your team. Much.
Yep. Another one.
He's been rested. We've
Ooh,
heard that
that's
before.
A mess.
David Myers, Darcy Parrish dropped, and Ben McNeice dropped there as well. So we're at four.
He's counting like he knows there's a lot more
well,
to come.
I don't know. Hopefully we get to more. Now, Geelong. Hawkins is back in after his suspension, and Radaguglia is out injured. Sydney and Fremantle at the SCG. Franklin and Hanbury are back. Robinson and Towers are out. Frio have brought back in Nathan Wilson and Michael Walters. Good for your draft team there,
It is, yeah, finally.
Old man Duman is out. So,
oh, is he?
Not many jumped on him, really.
No, punched out a couple of solid-ish weeks.
And Pierce has been dropped there. Now, for St Kilda and Collingwood, Bailey Rice, as we mentioned earlier, he's making his debut. Sinclair and Loney come in. Now, Carlisle's out with concussion. Akers with that groin, which is going to see him out for a month or so, apparently. Yeah. And Gilbert with a thumb. So Rice is one to be looking at and checking out. 170K defender. Collingwood. And they have brought in Fasolo, Langdon, Pendlebury. And so Pendles will hopefully be right for them. Dusty Moore's out with a hamstring. Brown and Crocker have been omitted there. Let's get into Sunday games. Extended squads, as we've got for these. Carlton, bringing back M. Murphy.
Yes. Draft.
Kerr. Pat Kerr, Calvin.
Kerr.
Pat Kerr.
Spelled it wrong. Patrick Kerr, 170K, Ford.
Okay, we'll find out some more about him because I don't know much about him as well. Wiedering's back into the squad. Silvani, Matt Shaw. Did I miss this last year?
Matt Shaw going there.
From Gold Coast.
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
Oh, did you?
Oh, it just didn't compute in my head. Yeah. Anyway.
Sure, dog.
He may make his debut for Carlton.
Mm.
He's from the Suns.
No chance where he can squeeze into that lineup.
Now, Melbourne have brought back Jack Viney. They only need that one little run around in the Magoos, and he's back in.
Oh, draft.
Pete, yeah.
This is my night.
It is your night. Peterson, Hunt, Garlett, and Smith could come in. That's a Tim Smith, this extended squad. Sam Wiedemann is out injured. Brisbane and Hawthorn for the Lions have brought in four names, haven't put anyone out yet, but Keys, Walker, Mays, and Barrett come into their squad for Hawthorn. Into their squad is Mitchell Lewis, as we mentioned before. Cousins, Mirror back into the squad. I've traded him. Any of you guys
have? No, he won't make the list.
No. Puopolo and Warple. Here's a big name, and Calvin, you got rid of him, so thankfully. Oh. O'Meara out with a calf.
Ah, he's no good anyway.
Well,
a lot of people were questioning whether to it's just, this move is him now. On this week. That,
your excuse, yeah,
that
obviously.
Is very to do that. Easy now.
And try to go up, obviously.
We dropped in price last week, I reckon, for the first time this year. So
I wonder how it'll affect Tom Mitchell not having his mate there.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he's made 120K.
Didn't have his mate job. Last year, did he?
No.
And he's fine. A lot better.
Yeah, and the final game of the round is West Coast and Richmond at Optus Stadium. And Jeremy McGovern, Dom Sheed, Jeddah, Nat Nui, and Mutimer come into the squad. McInnes is out. So that was basically the straight swap there for Nat Nui. Richmond have named into their squad Ellis, Grigg, Stengel, and Ivan Soldo, because there is some doubt over.
There is.
Big Nank.
Big Nank.
Big Nank. They haven't got anyone out as yet. So hang around for, well, make sure you're on afl.com.au to check out those Sunday teams. And, of course, tune in to Warnie's Late Mail, which is up on, will be up on afl.com.au in the videos and on the app around about 6 o'clock. So we'll make sure we get all the
news. It'll be a pretty happy one, too. You did not have, no, you had one player out.
Who was that? Oh, much, yeah.
It's just a normal week for Warndog.
Mm. Well, you create your own luck, no, Calvin.
And that's why you've been crap for 2 years in a row.
Why? Why do you do this?
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
Alrighty, let's go to some questions here off of Facebook and also Twitter. Let's, people are feeling sorry for you, Calvin. I feel sorry for you too.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I didn't, yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of things I'd nearly say in here.
Melonhead Malone.
Very proud of me.
Wants to know, does he A, go O'Meara to Hutchings and trade O'Meara to Hutchings and trade him out for his buy making? Hang on. I don't know what he's trying to say.
Let's talk about Hutchings.
Talk about Hutchings, yeah.
Okay, Hutchings. Is he an option? People are asking about him.
He's 502, right? So he's cheap.
Yeah.
He's averaging 97 for the year.
Yeah.
And he's coming off the back of a 95 and a 126.
Yeah. So his form's great. We've always known his fantasy credentials because he's always been a scorer when given the opportunity. Now, the reasons you wouldn't do it. He's a whipping boy that goes straight out, even if he's coming off a good game.
Yes.
He goes straight out for whoever's coming back in, and they've got players that will be coming back in over the next few weeks.
Yep.
Also, when he is asked to completely lock down a player,
yes.
He doesn't pump out the hundreds, does he? So they're two things to consider. I looked at him last week, but I just went no because of the two negatives.
Agree.
So I still wouldn't do it. It could be a massive gamble that pays off, though, if you are gutsy enough to have a crack at it.
Agree. Mm. Well said.
All right. Who are you fielding out of Doudet and Caulfield?
Can I just say one more thing about that? I believe the Eagles have already said that he's going to Koch.
Oh, really?
This week.
Right.
So, and not you dusty. Don't know. Sorry. No, too dusty. Oh, my too bad. Dusty, yeah. So, whether or not they're telling the truth with that,
yeah, well,
I don't know. But if he's going to be asked a hard tag, I don't know. He won't pump out that big 100.
So, Tory wanted to know, field Doudet or Caulfield?
It has to be Caulfield. Of course, he plays Collingwood.
Yeah, I'd be going Caulfield. Yeah.
So that's a good one. And he's come up, his last two scores are 61 and 70.
Yeah, he's recovered from that 21.
Guelph, Jake Mon, Guelphie or Waterman? Who would you have on the field out of those two?
Well, you're still kicking with Waters, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you answer it. You've got to do it.
Yeah, I've got that choice. I'm probably thinking Guelphie.
Yep.
Waters is solid, though.
He is solid.
And
he is.
Richmond aren't completely restrictive, are they?
No.
So
not as much as you would think.
No. Guelphie.
He's got Geelong. Don't forget what Geelong
given up.
Allowed Collingwood last week.
Because the Guelph gets up the ground.
Seven guys got it over 110.
Mm.
It has to be the Guelph. He's good for 80 this week, Roy.
Wow.
Yep.
We said return. No on Monday night, but have our opinions changed at all on getting Ronk into your side?
Well, a lot of people that took offence to me saying that I'm offense, not going to do it,
yeah,
like they make good points, but I think I did make the positives for him when I said it as well. So he's got a very low break even, negative 31, I think.
Yes.
He had that massive score. Seven goals, 10 tackles. Now, tackling can be done every week, but he didn't lay 10 in those first 2 weeks either.
Mm. In his first one, he scored 78,
yep.
And I think he had like six or seven.
Yeah, so he's a good tackler. Yep. We can expect six to seven.
Another six.
A week.
Yep.
We're not going to see goals like that.
No, you won't. Maybe two.
So I think he is a great cash cow, but you're paying over 300 when there's guys like Clark available in the forward line for 170. I stay where I was on Monday saying I'm taking that instant cash.
Agree, exactly. Roy.
Yeah,
that's
I'm with you as well.
But, yes, there's merit to it. He'll go up in price.
Yeah, and people are talking about, oh, it's only like a two-week sort of hit to do it,
mm.
like because you'll get rocky after the bye kind of thing. Yeah. And with that suggestion.
Yep. Yeah.
Things don't always go to plan, though. You've got to remember that when you do map out those sorts of things.
And if people...
And you could end up being stuck with him.
If you're arguing so strongly to get wrong, then get wrong.
Just do it. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Right?
No.
But there's an argument for it and an argument against.
I just wouldn't do it.
But people can.
Yeah. I won't do it either. Anthony Alou, Crowden to Rockcliffe or Doudet to Sicily?
Well, to Rockcliffe, Doudet,
he's in the
Sicily.
Side still.
You got to go to Sicily this week. Like, as much as Rocky ticks so many boxes, it's not funny. He's got a break even of about 75. He's coming off 125 where he attended 19 centre bounces.
Yep.
His first legit midfield game for them. He's tackling his back, which means his snout is back. He's playing against witches' hats. At Shanghai, a traditional high-scoring ground.
Traditionally high-scoring.
From the one, yes.
History.
You like that, though?
Yeah,
I did. Man.
So, you are going to have to pay more, without a doubt, if you get him in 2 weeks. And you miss out on a good score this week.
Yep.
But you have to be patient with this one, I believe, and go Sicily this week, Rocky in 2 weeks.
Yep. All right, from Twitter, Lachlan Lampard at AFL Fantasy sent that too. Hold Matt Crouch for a week to bring in Sicily for Finlayson, or do you use it as your opportunity now to upgrade Crouch to McRae?
Hello, McRae.
Exactly what you do. You do not hold Crouch.
No.
So 2 weeks ago, he had a hamstring. He's played two games since, and there's obviously more issues. He's got to go.
He could be out for a few.
Yep.
Good call. Okay, Mark Aspinall off Facebook wants to know, who to field, Guelphie or Clark?
Guelphie or Clark? Well, the Guelph in that game should be safe for a 65.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm talking safe.
Okay.
Safe for a 65.
Yep.
We haven't seen Clarkie.
No.
You better go with Guelph.
Back the guy that you've at least seen.
I think so.
Yes, that's what I'd be doing.
Like the form. of Clark, though, is phenomenal. And it's beyond anything Guelph has done.
Yep, because Phillips came into last week's game with this but basically, highly credentialed form.
Yeah,
averaging over 86.
Like they've come in on the back of, you know, back-to-back 35 touches type thing.
Yep.
They are in good form.
Yep.
No matter what level.
You still go with the guy you've seen. That's old school approach, maybe.
Yeah. So I'm thinking Guelph, but I would not blame people for going the opposite there.
All right, let's get into some of these games of the round and let's get some awesome numbers out of them.
G'day, I'm Tom Mitchell from the Hawks and you're listening to The Traders with Roy, Calvin and Warnie.
All right, first up, let's go. The first game of the round, Calvin.
We've got Adelaide against the Bulldogs and old Jack McRae, Roy, averaging 150 in his last three. Adelaide are giving up a truckload.
They are.
Massive. So Rocky last week goes 127. He was amongst seven of his teammates to turn up. Week before that, Curnow 137, Daisy Thomas 123. Before that, Jared Lyons 131, Swallow 130. This guy
They're guys that I'm not traditionally hearing big scores from.
The thing is, though, is he going to be tagged? Now, with Matt Crouch coming out, I thought Hugh Greenwood might have got a tap on the shoulder. But he now, who's their midfield?
Well, that's the thing. Hugh needs to get the pill now, doesn't he?
So it'll be Hugh as one of their main midfielders this week. So
I reckon they'll go to him at stoppages, but he might be able to run freely.
Yep. Anyway, Bryce Gibbs holds his spot, Roy, in your top.
Well, he does. Yeah, my rolling 22, top eight mids. He holds his spot because he was losing it if Ed Curnow obviously didn't get suspended.
First four games, he averaged 124, right?
Yeah.
His last four games, 85.
I reckon this hearing that he had been dropped for one night might kick him back into gear.
All right.
I think he'll be back.
Saturday, we're looking at the 145 game, North Melbourne against GWS. It's going to be bloody cold down in Hobart, Roy.
I'm considering going to it.
Are you really?
Are you really? I'm half considering going
Jeez.
To it.
Jeez. Jake, Ben Jacobs.
I've got a heated jacket, that's why.
Yeah. Ben Jacobs, Roy, who's he tagging?
Ben Jacobs, who do you reckon he's tagging?
He's got to go to Shield.
I think Shield.
Oh, Whitfield got through. Oh, that's nice to
Yeah, yeah. Feel. So I think he goes to Shield. But I read the Freakos rave, and he was suggesting Canelio.
Okay, yeah,
right.
That's a
fair
worry.
Chance.
That's a worry.
Do you reckon that's just a scared owner? That's what Freako does.
Yeah, I think it is.
He does. Heath Shaw, I've got a few draft ones to talk about. So Heath Shaw, if you've got him, you obviously not many would have him in Classic, but last week, Vlostone of all people, Roy, around high 15 intercept marks against Obsession, against them. Heath Shaw loves them better than anyone, so he could be a big one. And Cunnington. If you've got Cunnington in your draft, Roy, I do.
Yeah.
He is absolutely smashing it at the moment. So
it's been good, hasn't it?
He's been amazing. So if you've got him, pat yourself on the back. Okay, Cal, cool. Gold Coast, of course, are playing Port Adelaide over in China.
Traditionally high-scoring ground, too.
Ni hao to all those people out there. You know I can speak Chinese.
You're teaching a bit of... Teaching.
I do speak...
Guten Tag back to you,
I do speak...
and a Guten Tag to you. What's that? What's he say on that? That's... what's his name? Sandy Roberts. Have you seen that Fox ad?
No.
I can't remember what it is. I'm losing the plot now. It was actually quite funny.
Shishi. That means thank you, boys.
Okay.
you could commentate.
Great game to target some seagulls in this one.
Yes.
I've got my eye on, of course, the pig, Roy. But last time, Hall went 130. Even Collar Jasny 120. Polak 120. They just have massive pig numbers over there. Anyone else you can think of, Roy, that might get it done?
The only question is the pig. Do you get him in? Do you not get him in? I think we all agree that you better wait.
You wait. Yeah. Mm.
It's unfortunate because he's just missed because it is the prime week.
It's prime
ticks
time.
All boxes other than having that random buy next week.
Yep.
Matchups there, break evens there, forms there.
Yep.
Buy, not there.
Essendon Geelong this well. We know what Collingwood did to Geelong, of course. Is it time for Zach Merritt to come back without Scooter Selwood to absolutely monster these guys like Six Pies did for their 120s?
He better. Otherwise, he becomes someone that gets moved along in his buy for me.
Yep.
Because I'm not putting up with this the rest of the year without some reward at least once a month. This week, he basically makes his own fate.
Of course, Dylan Clark, awesome numbers in the VFL. He's coming in. Here's a sneaky one for a few draft owners. You're looking to patch a spot in your back line with, you know, your Hurleys and these other guys that are going to be out. He's gone back-to-back hundreds, Roy.
Yeah, he has. He's been getting to play that loose man. So his intercept possessions are up. He gets used a bit on switches and also when they're just trying to run down a bit of clock. He's very active back there. So, yep, he's good.
103, 110, his last two.
If he's on the scrap heap.
Saturday night, who was that? Sydney and Fremantle. Connor Blakely in wins. Averages 111. In losses, 74.
See, last year in the role, he was scoring in losses as well.
Yes.
But I feel it still could be creeping back.
Right. So he's in Sydney against Sydney.
Yep.
So for people who might be going, if you've got Hurley, not many people do, trust me, just me.
Yep.
you could always go down to him, but probably not this week. You think Sydney would win this one?
Yeah.
Maybe. And, of course, last week, Burgoyne won 14 and the sick dog turned up against Sydney as well.
Now, what I don't mind about this, though, is Sydney have been allowing a few points back there.
Yep.
So I think he is more than capable of triple figures in this game, Blakely. He's very interesting. Don't rule him out because people are looking at Blakely Whitfield. I don't know. Blakely is starting to put his hand up there.
And you think it's too late for Ronk, Roy? Well, not too late, but better options elsewhere.
With all those young guns coming through, and especially one averaging well over 100 in the VFL, I think you don't need to pay up for that.
Fife squeezes into my top captains this week, Roy. He has wicked numbers.
Even not worried about the knee?
Or the tag from Hewitt. That's a small concern as well. So
he's a pest?
He is a little pest. St Kilda, Collingwood, Ed Phillips, Roy. Tell us about the young gun.
Ed Phillips, wow, he's the must-have rookie.
Lock.
He's the must-have rookie of the week, unless you're in Cow's position.
Can't get him.
Everyone else should be getting him.
He could downgrade Crouch to him.
Could do.
I was willing, just like Clark this week, I was willing to go early, but for the sake of having an emergency in my back line last week, I resisted. Have to pay up this week because of that 86 that he scored.
Yeah.
But he's well and truly in their best 22. He's one of their more capable players. Took five tackles, three marks. He had his 24 touches. Lock and load, Cal.
So should I go and crouch down to him an option, Roy?
Oh, gosh. Just so you don't miss him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm going to...
It wouldn't feel good doing it.
Because I can't get him. I won't get him this week. I can't get Dylan Clark this week. I can't do anything. Everyone else this week is doubling down most likely or at least creating a little bit of cash.
I just feel at this stage those two are the next Tim Kelly type cash cows. I feel they have
the potential. And they'll sit there for the buys.
Yeah. Like you look at Tim Kelly at the moment, he's knocking on the door of 500,000. I feel like these two could be that.
Yeah. And as well, like we've got to get rid of some of these rookies. Rookies are being maxed out in price. So... Yeah. These are the perfect opportunities.
Cow's thinking about to avoid missing it though, going Crouch. They're playing a rookie on the ground this week instead of a premium to avoid missing that cash generation. The thing is, we could get very kissed here.
I think
he's playing
Phillips
Collingwood.
Could give you something.
I think he could get 90.
Yeah.
Whereas otherwise, a trip to the West, like,
and he's playing the Pies.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I've got other than that, I'd be going Taylor Adams.
Wow. Yeah.
Could Phillips outscore Taylor Adams this week?
Gosh, he could get within 10, 15, and that's if Adams is back.
Adams only had one score.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. It's not cow hour. Brody Grundy.
He's made it.
Brody Grundy is the only player in the competition to score a ton in the last seven games. That's amazing. He's up against Hickey.
Yeah.
And, of course, sneaks into the top five because of that. We just talked about Taylor Adams. Is he back? It's a big one. It's his only ton this year.
Mm.
He was amongst six guys who went over 120.
Yeah.
It's a good confidence booster for him. Pendles comes back. Is that a concern?
Well, remains to be seen. They would want him playing like he did last week, and that was through the midfield. So I think it should be back to closer to Adams of last year than we've seen early in the season.
So break even at 106, he's down 183,000. Over on the Sunday, Carlton against Melbourne, Bailey Frisk.
He's got to stay on people's grounds.
He sure does.
88, 91, 89 in his last three.
Still making coin.
His role at the moment, playing that link man through the middle, is outstanding. And until he has a bad score playing up on that wing, you just got to leave him there the ground.
Yep.
Let alone the money he's making. But, yeah, so, I don't know. A week ago, people were asking me, should we trade him out on the back of those two good scores? But he's gone again. You just got to keep whipping. Don't think about trading him out till he's by.
Well, Nog, I'd like you to do a quick check for me, please. Did Nick Robertson get named or playing? I think he will, because we're looking at the Brisbane Hawthorn game.
It's extended, obviously.
He didn't get named. Was he already in?
I think he was already in.
He was already in, wasn't he? Yeah.
So Tom Mitchell, of course, is the one we're looking at here. He had 132 against Brisbane last week, and he's coming off that dirty 58.
He is.
That's shocking. That's vomit worthy.
This is what I feel will happen there.
Go.
I think Robertson.
He's on the bench. So, yep.
Right. I think he will go spend a bit of time on Sick Dog.
Yeah, so do I.
And I think Mitch will spend a bit of time on Tom.
Robinson.
Just at stoppages and stuff.
At the least, yep. Yes. Unless
he's been named
right
in the guts
hook.
As well. Is that a little push towards his
matchup? He's one of their best players,
Mitch
Robinson.
Yeah,
he is.
Because Beams isn't doing much. Zorko's only just woken up. And he's actually probably, if they were doing a BNF at the moment, he'd be sitting second behind Steph.
So I don't know. I have slight concerns for captaincy here.
Yep.
Based on, there's no way he gets a free run like he did, say, against the Saints, his last really good score,
yep,
where he was tagged for about 20 minutes.
Yep.
Mitch is going to put more attention in him than that. Not necessarily hard tag whole game,
yep,
but at least it's stopping.
Of course, Sicily against them, he should be okay if you can avoid any attention back there. Brisbane concede the second most marks to anyone this year. West Coast against Sydney is the last one. Hutchins, is he going to shut down Dusty, who has been terrible? Let's just call it as it is.
Oh, well, he has, yeah.
He's been disgusting. Probably leading the Brownlow, though, because everyone loves him, but he's been shocking.
Yeah, so it will be Dusty that Hutchins goes to.
Yes.
Won't it? Like they advertised. Why wouldn't you go to him? Because he's proved to be susceptible to it now, which previously we thought he was untaggable.
Yep.
Well, that was the term last year.
Yep.
And he won every medal because of it. But now people are realising taggable.
There you go.
Beautiful. All right, let's get into a couple of questions here as we have them coming through via Facebook and Twitter. This sounds like a bit of a brag from Michael. He's put a question mark on the end, though. Croden to Clark and O'Meara to McRae.
That's a brag.
Tick.
That's tick. Tick
trade
brag
of the week so far.
Tick brag.
Will wants to know, Cruiser or Grundy?
Better just go Grundy.
You do go Grundy.
Yeah.
Just 700s in a row.
Yeah. And he looked quiet in the first half last week and still goes bang.
There you go.
Thoughts on Brendan Archie from Angus?
It's a watch 1 week. He was really good.
Yeah.
He was.
He was really handy.
That mid-price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a worry at any time of year.
It's a watch.
Price. Yeah.
It's a watch.
Okay. Miles also, is upgrading O'Meara to Treloar a safe bet?
Yep. Do it.
Great move. Tick. Brad.
Should be good again this week. He's been great ever since he went to Moran Mountain, actually.
He's been great.
He's probably
good rehab up there, Roy.
Yeah.
Well done.
He's probably the best respondent so far.
Has he? Yeah.
Got to tweak the others.
Play St Kilda and they have Frio absolutely had a field day on their last
week. Should be good.
All right. Reese wants to know, is it worth a double downgrade this week with the amount of outs?
That's the move. If you've got really no one, if you can go down and up to a premium, you can still look at doing that. But with these guys coming through, if you haven't got Phillips, you need it. And if you haven't got Clark, he's a great one. The fact that he's available mid and forward, that's a bit of a gift.
So this is interesting because I'm never a big one to double downgrade.
Yep.
However, this week, he said a lot of outs. For me, it was a lot of ins.
Yeah.
Like, so all of a sudden, this is my week to not only double downgrade, but I get rid of dead weight.
Yeah.
And it won't even be a heap of money. It'd be about $200,000. But it's getting rid of dead weight that I'll no longer need, and I'll have everyone playing.
That is a win for
it
you.
It is. Destroyed. Huge. I'm back.
Who would you hold out of O'Meara and Crouch?
Jeez.
Crouch, because O'Meara's like just time to go. Like, is that?
Yeah, but Crouch could be 2 weeks. Crouch could be 3 weeks. They could rest Crouch right through the end of the bye.
O'Meara's not coming back after a week with a calf either.
No, he's not.
I'd be getting
one, apparently.
Oh,
what I've seen.
He's closer to coming back.
They're
going to
rest up Matt. Obviously, brought him back too early. And, of course, they're looking at top four. They're going to make sure he's going to be ready for that run home.
I'll tell you what I would do. If if you could get to the same player you want with trading out either of them,
yeah.
I'd go O'Meara first because Crouch is just the better player. But if you need to get rid of Crouch to get to someone like McRae that you really want,
yeah.
I would just go McRae first.
Yep. Michael wants to know, does he go Josh Kelly to McRae? God, I feel sorry for people that held on to Josh Kelly, unless it was you, Calvin.
God, that's a long time.
And long time. Banfield to Phillips, which one would you do? Kelly to McRae, or would you go Banfield to Phillips?
You can't keep holding Kelly.
Kelly goes.
It's been one to two weeks for a while.
It's been a long time.
You know he's coming back.
And you get
back.
McRae.
You know he's coming back next week if you do that.
Yeah, but you got to go because you get McRae. You get two McRaes this week. Well done.
And you miss out on Phillips or pay some more for him.
You're paying $250 for him next week.
You just can't keep doing it to yourself, holding Kelly, can you?
No, he's got to go.
But then again, he could play Phillips on the ground this week.
Liam wants to know, Bont or Adams?
Do we trust that Adams is back?
Do we trust that Bont is back?
Well, Bont went 117.
Yeah, he's had two good games in a row. They're his first two good games for the year.
Bont flipped up on a champion data thing showing mid forward as well.
Well, could he get I can't believe he didn't get forward status last time. So if he doesn't,
I don't think
he's no chance to get it now.
He's no chance now then.
Isn't he doing more mid?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought
he's been mid more than he...
And Danger was on that as well.
Danger has to be on it. If Danger doesn't get it by round 12, the AFL will appeal that. And there'll be promise.
2 weeks ago when Bont had like that 120,
yes.
He had 30-something touches. That wasn't playing forward.
No, you don't get 30 touches playing forward.
Really. Tim Powell, O'Meara to Fife or Duncan?
To Fife or Duncan? I'm going, providing he's okay, which you can only assume he is, Fife is just the big miss of the season.
Yep.
We talked about why he'll go 110 pre-season, but none of us had the knackers to do it.
Yep.
I pick Fife.
Yeah, he's up 74K, averaging 112 in his last lot. Yep, he's the pick.
Go for it. Alrighty, just to wrap up here really quickly, because we are running out of time here, boys. We've talked a lot here, because I think there's too much to talk about your team, Calvin. The outs for this week, just so you're across them. Matt Crouch, Taylor Walker, Aaron Norton, Michael Hurley, Kobe Much, Darcy Parrish, the big names here, Radaguglia, Dooman, Akers, Kerno, O'Meara, they're the big ones. Now, the ins, though, helping some people, Fogarty, Lockie Murphy, Guelphie, Buddy, Hannes, Wilson, Walters, Pendles, Langdon, I don't mind, as if he's sitting on your free agents for draft, he could be worth a little shot there. Now, the Sunday squads have Mark Murphy, Viney and Nick Nat coming in. They should definitely make their respective sides. Just the other things there we've got as well is debutants. We've got Clark, who's probably the best of the debutants. We do have Ridley as well, who is a defender. Also Rice, who's a defender. Mitchell Lewis, who's a forward, and Heron, which we don't know much about Sun. So that's the ones that we've got there so far. So that's what we've got, lads. It's a big week ahead. Make sure Friday afternoon you're checking out the final teams on afl.com.au because they will be super important to see what we've got there. And, Calvin, I hope that you don't lose any more players.
I'm just happy dog, that, life goes on. In a
I'm sure
way.
It will.
No, I don't know if it
I'm
will.
I'm sure it does.
You'll be right, you, mate.
Hey, good luck driving out of here, too.
I hope that you are sorted for your teams. Make sure that you get your squads ready for the 7:50 p.m. lockout on Friday night. Good luck in round 9.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.